Good afternoon, Laguna Beach. Full disclosure here, everybody. I am no DJ at all. There is a DJ in the building, thank goodness, because I am a chef by trade. I'm actually the chef at Oak Restaurant in Laguna Beach right here at 1100 South Coast Highway.
Can I interrupt just really quickly to say you are the most creative chef in town happens to be at Oak right now, and this is an amazing guy. I got it. Go ahead. Now you may continue.
No, man, thank you. Just keep doing that. I got to handle that all day. Yeah. So they reached out. So the good people at KXFM, my man Ed, who's right here in front of me, reached out. They said, "Chef, we've got an idea for you." And I said, "What is that?" I said, "Does it involve food?" No, it involves being a DJ for the day. And immediately I turned white, almost passed out, did a little freak out session. But then I said, "You know what? You know, I've done a lot of things in my life." I said, "To hell with it. I'm going to be a DJ for the day." So I've taken my notes about music. I've taken my notes, some communication notes, I suppose. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Did you take my seminar?
Did you enroll in the seminar? I didn't pay for the seminar. I should have. So, yeah, you know, I think you know what we're being brought in here for is what's really important. It's, you know, it's to support, you know, KXFM, and it's not just about that. It's the support of local businesses. You know, I think, you know, Laguna Beach is such a small, tight knit community. Partners like KXFM really help us. I mean, you guys have been so gracious with, you know, some stuff I'll talk about later, our tasting dinners and whatnot, letting us get on here and, you know, talk about those and promote that. And so I think it's, you know, it's only fair for us to give back to you guys. It's such an important piece of the community. So today's takeover, it's basically a donation. You know, there's a donation link. I believe it's on, don't let me, I want to get the website right, right?
I can.
You want to give the website?
I'm happy to do all of that stuff. So if you want to go online and you want to donate to Oak, or to donate to the radio station through Oak, go to kxfmradio.org. You look for the Oak link and you can donate that way. You can also text the word takeover to 949-715-5936. And that's also the same number that you can call and talk to Chef Nick and ask him questions about why your souffle is not rising, whatever.
Don't ask me that one.
or you could just call the lobby. Operator standing by at 949-715-4859. A lot of ways to donate to the radio station. Chef Nick himself, again, a member of this community, and Oak is a member of the community that gives back often and generously. And we're delighted to have you here, man.
Thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it. We've got the donations pouring in. We've got some. So I keep, you know what? I keep knocking your sign over. Why they keep me in the kitchen, Ed, because I keep knocking it over, man. I'm out of my element, Laguna Beach. I'm way out of my element. But we start to see the donations come in. They're slowly trickling in. We're going to talk about some of the people who donated today to the radio station. We're going to talk about all things Oak and promotions and everything we have going on. And so they also said this was a cool thing when Ed and these guys contacted us about doing this takeover. We basically got to choose our own song list, which is really unique. And we were super stoked about that. And we're going to be playing some of our favorite tracks, some of my personal favorites, some favorites of mine that have a very personal tie to me. So we're excited about that.
Excellent.
You guys want to play some music? You want to play a song?
Yeah, let's knock the first one out of the park here.
Yeah, so the first song we're going to do, we're going to fire it up. So John Perello, the great John Perello, big JP Woo! Perello, my man. He's not only a friend, he's also the owner of Oak in Laguna Beach, and he's done a lot for us. He's a real steward for the city. He's a real spokesman. He's super charitable. He loves to give back, and I wanted to give back to him today. So we're gonna do one of his favorite songs. It's off the Stranger album. It's called "Moving Out."
Yes,
from Billy Joel.
You are sack. Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out. Moving out. I'm moving out.
I love Billy Joel.
The man.
Fine choice from John. John and Tia. Not in town right now, but I'm sure they're listening, and maybe even in a different time zone at this point.
Wherever they're at, right. They're listening.
Right.
Now, that's one of his faves, man.
Right. So when you walked in, if you don't mind, if I can add, when you walked into Oak for the very first time, and then you got settled in, you knew that that was going to be where you were going to be, and you took a look at the menu. What does a great chef who has every flavor in the world in his back pocket ready for action. What do you do when you look at a menu and you go, okay, well, I want to change this. I want to change that. What's that process?
You know, I think especially with a place like Oak. So Oak was not new. It had been there almost 5 years when I started. And it's, you know, like we keep talking about, Laguna Beach is a very small community. So right. People get accustomed to certain things. So there was this really delicate balance of like being able to show my style and what I do as a chef and bring that onto the table without, you know, completely upsetting the entire community and throwing a big rock into the pond and shaking it up. So listen, we subtly started doing some slow changes, and then a lot of it with me, I'm sure you've seen it on the floor when you've been at, I'm on the floor constantly at the restaurant. I look at myself as more of a hospitality professional than just a chef. I spend an enormous amount of time on the floor, and I think getting that message across to the community too is so important. Like, hey, you know, there's things changing. Give us a shot, you know, because people at first people were like, what is going on here? I was like, listen, trust me, just hang on, you'll understand. And slowly but surely, we've done what I wanted to do with the menu, and it's worked out good so far. So
And so for us, for the community, we are better served that way. I'm not kidding, and we talk about about this often. Sure. I consider myself a snob restaurant wise. It's got to be good, man. It's got to be great, or else it's just one visit for me.
Sure.
You have found, and I know it's not a just recent thing, you spend a lifetime like a mad scientist with beakers experimenting for flavor, for the perfect flavor.
Sure.
There are dishes of yours that you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to get those combinations anywhere else.
I think I don't want this to sound bad for all you up-and-coming chefs, but I was given a piece of advice. This was when I was about to take my first executive chef job. I was probably not qualified for it. I kind of fell into it. I'd worked hard, of course, but I kind of fell into this thing. I was in my mid-20s. I was in no condition to be running a team of people at all at that point in my life. But this guy had told me right after I got the job, he said, dude, he goes, just relax, man. It's just food. Like, don't take it too serious. And then when I really took that to heart, and it makes it easier that way. If you can just focus on, hey, look, this is just food. Have fun with it. Don't take yourself too serious. Be humble. And I think it's that approach has served me well for sure. For golly, that job was 15 years ago. So I'm still doing it. So something worked out.
Golden piece of advice.
Easy, man. Keep it simple, stupid. That's what they tell me, right? So they keep trying to tell me that. So yeah, man. I we want to thank you guys so much for letting us come in, and we got to get, one of the donations that we get, this thing goes till next Friday, right?
Yeah, you can donate up until next Friday, but we were cutting, you guys are on the last day. We're actually cutting off takeover after tonight at 7. But the listeners can continue to donate through next Friday.
Yeah, and all of you who are listening to this right now, I cannot express to you how important it is. These guys are so massive in the community, man, and they do so much for us. They do so much for all these local businesses that really makes Laguna Beach thrive and makes it special and makes it a tourist destination and a locals destination all in the same. So we can't thank them enough. You guys got to get out there, get onto their page at kxfm.org and
kxfmradio.org. Get on that page. You can click on the Oak link and donate that way, or call the lobby 949-715-4859. Your second song coming up. What's happening?
So this is kind of in the shout out mode. So this song, it has a deep personal meaning to me. I chose this song. So when I moved to LA, God, that was almost 20 years ago. Me and this really good friend of mine, we were there, and we had kind of come to this point where, like, we've been there a couple of years. The landlord of the house we were renting was going to sell it, and we were literally, the decision that changed my life completely happened in the front yard of a house in Burbank. And this guy's like, he's a good friend of mine. He's like, look, I'm trying to put this album out. I'm right on the cusp of doing this good thing, but I need somebody. Can you stay another year? Can you stay out? Just be out here, support me. And I literally said, look, I got nothing going on. To hell with it. Let's do it. And then because of that decision that I made, I eventually started working at a restaurant where I met my wife, where I've then had my kids. And then now I've been able to further my career. And it's largely based on the decision to stay in LA at that time and support this guy's album. And I still support him today. He's one of my best friends. This song, it's off his album, The 20s. This is Eric Wilson with Smokescreen.
To the point that there's no point in chasing after you. I understand now when you said you don't know me. Countless times where you tried to show me the best of you. But how am I supposed to see when I'm wasted? When I wake up, make me look for you.
So Eric's got skills.
I told you.
Man.
Guy can rip.
That's good stuff.
He's in another band you're going to hear in a minute, too. He's incredible. He has another band, too. They're called Darkbird that we're going to fire up here.
Can I stay on the subject that you left us with for just a minute here before we went into the song?
Sure.
So you made the single decision to stay because of your friend. And then that decision, that single moment where you decided, opened up every door for the rest of your life, man. That is just insane.
It's crazy.
That
it's
is crazy.
Absolutely crazy. And it's just like... If the decision is at the time when you're in your early 20s, you're like, ah, sure, whatever. And you don't realize what a little small decision like that, what it can come with later on. And it was
incredible.
It literally changed it. It put my life in the trajectory that it's at now as being a professional chef. I was still kind of bouncing around from job to job. I was a musician. I was a drummer, too. Right. And I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to do. And that little small decision, it shot me in the way that I moved now. And like I said, wife and kids and everything else later. Here I am, man.
Now, you're mentioning you're a drummer. I'm learning this for the first time.
Yes.
And do you still get on them a little bit?
I wish. I still have a kit. It's like in storage somewhere. I played a friend of mine, a couple of guys, the chefs, they started a band called Foie Gras. It was a bunch of chefs.
Of course.
So I sat in on a song with them at a thing. But it's like, it's so crazy because, you know, when you go from playing every day to jamming out constantly, it's like, you know, it's like nothing. But then when you get off of it for several years,
right. It's
really like riding a bike. I couldn't find my feet, my hands, my anything. It's like, you know, trying to not ride a bike for 10 years and then jumping off a ramp. It's, you just crash. So I'm sure I'm pretty terrible, but it would just matter, you know, practice and repetition.
That's what I tell people when I play an instrument. Hey, I'm not good, but I'm loud.
Yeah, that's it. I have enough skills to say, hey, I can play. I'm no good at it,
right. But
I can definitely say, hey, I can do that. I can play that. It's like golf. I'm terrible at golf, but I can get the ball off the ground if need be. There's certain things that I'm pretty good at.
A question about a band named Foie Gras. So if you're a band named Foie Gras.
Foie Gras. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it
yes,
now.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Because I was going to say, if you were going to play Paris, you go, hey, we're Goose Liver.
Pretty much. But oh, hey. No, those guys are good. If it's Bruce Kalman, Duff Coleman, but a couple of other guys, chef guys that were banging around LA, that they had that group going for a little bit. They still play some charity stuff here and there. And they let me sit in at a LA food bank show one day and did a song with them.
And you played the drums.
Yeah.
Your kids, you have a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Yes.
Okay, 13 and 10 or something like that, right? Am I close?
Well, it'll be they're 10 and 12 now. They'll be 11, okay. 13 and 8.
All right. Do they play instruments?
Daughter Giselle, lovely daughter Giselle, she's doing guitar. She's just started that up. And then Ethan, my son, who is he's interested in so many things, but we're trying to get him on the piano. He focuses like a Mozart might. So he's a kind of laser-focused kid. So we think piano is going to be the route for him. And my wife, Yvette, really stays on top of them and keeps them in check as far as, you know, staying busy and keeping their minds busy. And we thought, you know, one sport and one instrument, and she keeps that stable around the house, that's for sure.
That's perfect. Yes, that's great parenting, if I may. That's absolutely cool. Do they, when you're at home and cooking, do you do all the cooking at home?
Zero.
You do zero of the cooking? Oh, no. Well, listen, mom does the cooking.
Right. She does all the cooking, and she's actually very good at it. Right. People, and it's funny because people always ask her, they're like, oh my God, you have this chef. He must come home and make you beef Wellington for lunch. Like, you do all this shaving truffles on everything. And,
well, he's working till 11 at night.
Yeah, but I'm at work for 12 or 13 hours a day. We high-five each other, unfortunately, on the way out sometimes. Right. So I'm trying to carve out more time as I get older and get, you know, I really established myself in the business, you know, so it's a difficult balance, but listen, she does all of the cooking. Thank God. She keeps the kids fed and nourished. That's for sure. My wife.
How's her beef Wellington?
I can tell you her spaghetti and meatballs is pretty damn good. So.
And the kids, do you see either one of them starting to want to cook or anything?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if they're interested so much in cooking. They definitely love all these new shows on Netflix where they're making stuff that's a cake or not, or there's these baking championships and stuff like that. Maybe they gravitate towards baking. I think all kids do because it's messy and it's sugar and it's all of the things they like making a mess and eating sugar. Right. So they definitely like helping out making cupcakes. No, they haven't approached me about anything too serious quite yet, but some box cake mix is a pretty big player around our house for sure. Right.
We are on with the fabulous chef Nick Shipp from Oak. And if you haven't tried Oak recently, you need to go. If you want to donate to this hour, KXFMradio.org, look for the Oak link and donate that way. Or just right now, call the lobby, 949-715-4859. In a couple of minutes, I want to ask you specifically about Oak and some of the things that I've seen there recently and taken part in recently. Lisa and I had been talking about Wednesday night, which was off the hook. And, it was a taste extravaganza.
Thanks, brother.
So let's talk about that on the other side. Tell us about this next song.
Oh, yeah. So let me bust out my DJ skills again. You guys ready? Laguna Beach, here I go. So this next song, it kind of ties in to Eric's last song. I met these guys through Eric. These guys had a self-titled album called Low Versus Diamond. This is definitely probably the biggest song they had on that album. These guys toured around and did a lot of work, but these guys are dear friends of mine. It's Lucas Field, Anthony Polisino, John Pancoast, Howie Diamond, and Taddy Moore. So this is LVD, as they call it, or Low Versus Diamond with Heart Attack.
All you pretty people stand there, blood under your nails, doing nothing, saying something. Never seems to fail. Inside you never seems so clear.
Try
So it appears that your entire circle of friends and everybody you know are artistic in some way, man. You have just and are you drawn to artistic people?
I guess. I mean, by accident, maybe. Not all of them are. Some of them are pretty goofy.
Right. And the owner of Oak, John, is John a good... I get a feeling he was a musician at one time.
So he wasn't a musician, but he was an amazing... He still is an amazing golfer. Like very, very good. I think he'll probably tell you this story next time he sees you. He was at he was either going to go into the staffing route, which is his company priority workforce, or right. He was going to go on tour. And he still lights out as a golfer. It's crazy. I went to the range with him one time, and I was just like, Jesus Christ. It's amazing to watch him play. It's pretty impressive, man.
Right. When you see a good athlete performing right. at a good level, whether they're professional or whether they're just some, I would never call him a weekend hacker, but whether it's somebody who takes it seriously as a non-professional.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, anytime you see somebody that something like golf or baseball or playing a guitar and they do it so effortlessly, you're like, it's impressive. You're like, geez, man, how do you, it's crazy, especially golf, because I'm so terrible and I think I'm going to hit it straight and I just don't, but I still go out there and bang away on the range every day, and to watch a dude like that just walk up and rope them all day, just one after the other, it's pretty crazy.
So the Chamber puts on a golf event once a year that we take part in, and I'm at the point I'm not even golfing. I'm just playing music. I'm doing that, and Alyssa goes out and golfs and is much better than she admits to being,
nice.
Because she tries to draw you into these little bets when you're playing her.
Nope.
She's
a hustler, man.
Yeah, she's a hustler.
That's good.
Yeah,
man.
I'm looking over at her now. Yeah, thanks. Hustling the golf,
man. Give him his money back.
Yeah. So I don't do that. So yeah. I want to tell you that Lisa and I went this past Wednesday night to one of your pairings. Initially, about a month ago or so, you had a whiskey pairing with some appetizers.
We did.
And unbelievably delicious.
Thank you, brother.
And I thought, well, how could it get better? Well, it got better. It got better Wednesday night. It was a tequila, which I happen to like. I enjoy tequila.
Yes.
It happened to be a tequila pairing.
Yes.
With a completely different set of appetizers.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. So we just started doing this last week. I guess I can mention brands on the radio.
Yeah, of course
right?
you can. Of course
it, right?
you can. Yeah.
That's Friday.
Right. Well, even if it wasn't, you could, because it was a part of an event that you did.
Yeah. So no. So we started this series and we're going to continue it. So every month we're essentially starting a tasting series. It'll always be spirits. Probably we won't do too much wine because we're really trying to create this club atmosphere. Look, we're a local restaurant. We're trying to really embrace that local vibe, and we do it midweek, so it's kind of fun. So basically, first one we did Woodford Reserve. They partnered up with those guys and all the guys at RNDC Liquor Distributing to help us out. And then the last one we did was Wild. It was Don Julio. We had mariachi and this and that. We sold out the whole restaurant, which is amazing. So the bites are, listen, again, it kind of goes back to my style. It's, I try to have that. I think you've said it on your show before. I try to keep one foot in and one side out, outside of the box, and make it simple enough and approachable for people to enjoy themselves. And this essential club that we're making, basically you bring your buddies in, you have a 5-course dinner tasting, about the third drink or so, everybody's good and buzzed and loud. So it's really a party atmosphere. It's not stuffy. It's a good time. It's upbeat and vibrant. And then the next time they sign up for the next one, they'll bring a friend, and then they'll bring another friend. And the next thing you know, the third or fourth month into this thing, people across the room because you remember from the tasting. So it's essentially building this kind of tasting club that you kind of meet, and you kind of meet each other. And then who knows, maybe you do stuff outside of the tasting and there's business deals conducted. I think that's pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that happened Wednesday night, actually.
Right. Well,
those guys in the middle.
It did.
They were
a lot of fun. And I'll tell you that you sat us with a pair that we absolutely enjoyed and thoroughly loved the company. And I was thinking, I was telling Lisa, had we sat at another table, we would have also enjoyed that company. It just seemed that there was a really cool group dynamic among the people that enjoyed the same things.
Of course, who you sat with. So Priority Workforce is a huge company. We're under their umbrella. It's John and John's company, and they are incredibly gracious. You sat with Lily and Marlin that night.
Yes.
So they're awesome at the company. If I don't mention and give a shout out to everybody over in Tustin, there's no way I can remember them all, but Lily, Robin, Jennifer Pena, Clara, there's Marlene, Julian, Vanessa Vasquez, everybody. I know I missed 100 different names. Robin Delosier's over there, and then Rosemary and Daniel Cox run the joint, which is pretty amazing. Those guys are incredibly supportive to us. I'm no doubt that they'll probably be donating quite a bit to you guys as well. Okay. You know, I got, you know, the Priority is a huge company, and they, you know, they stretch. Listen, I'm from Texas,
right?
And if I didn't say what's up to Juan out in Arlington and his Priority Workforce office, I'd be in trouble. So what's up, Juan?
We got that done.
What's up, babe?
Woo, that was close.
So, but no, listen, they do tons for us, and all the people that are donating. You know, I've got personal friends that have donated some stuff. We got Bart Hall, Reagan Klein, you know, I can't believe Long Duck Dong donated. You know who you are. You know, Alex, right? Cool Breeze Hall. He's a, that was my friend's radio name was Cool Breeze. See, so he donated today too. All
now,
these guys.
Now, when I saw the name Cool Breeze come across, I thought it was the bartender here at Oak. I thought, because that's a Cool Breeze kind of guy, man.
You know what just popped up too? I forgot. Carolyn from Priority just had a big donation.
All right.
Carolyn Placencia, we appreciate that your donation as well, Carolyn. She gets stuff done over there. It's kind of like if she's like the fixer. If you need it done, you need to find things or certain logoed stuff, whatever it is, she gets it done. I feel like I can always lean on her.
Priority Workforce is all across the country, man. It's big.
They're awesome, man. Right, they're super cool. All the people that I've been encountered with over there are super cool, man.
Talk to us about the importance of Christina.
So, Christina,
without embarrassing her,
none of you can see because it's radio and not TV. Christina is she works for Priority and Oak. She's our marketing social media guru. And when I started it at Oak, they were just on the cusp of really trying to dial that in and make it a bigger player, you know, because listen, I can speak in the food scene. It's become such a thing now. Like, you know, it's now you have to think about product that you buy. It's like, we were speaking the other day. It's like, okay, is it good? Is it cost effective? Is it available? And is it Instagrammable? It's become such a part of what we do.
Hi, Christina.
Oh, that was live. Live.
Yeah,
she's alive. Yeah, she's never stopped.
You're open to talking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so no, listen, she is incredible. She has completely come in and revamped our whole social media outreach, marketing, you name it. All the cool videos and pictures and everything you see, that's all her fingertips doing it. Like, I look at some of the stuff she does, and I'm like, what? I'm like, dude, I would be so lost. I have no clue what I'm doing.
Right. And I'm not, I swear, and again, I would never blow smoke, but the photographs that you take, the videos that you shoot are so spot on for Oak. I have yet to see the Priority videos and stuff, but spot on for Oak. And the pictures are like a artistry. It's
pictures
like
worth
art.
A thousand words, you know?
It's like art. Dude, it really is. Yes.
It's crazy, dude. And I'm telling you, it's, you know, like I said, going back to it, it's everyday life, but in what I do for a living in the food world, it is such a huge piece of it now. Right. It is. And I remember when it started, you know, what, 10, 15 years ago, right, when it really kind of started taking off, and I was like, this would be kind of a thing.
Overnight.
Take a picture. And now it's like, dude, I start some of my menu, some of the process of building dishes,
right,
about like, what's this going to look like when some customer takes a terrible picture of it and posts it on Yelp or Instagram,
right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm like, is this going to look good in this bad light? It's a whole thing now. It's really taken over.
So before I pop you into another song, I want to stay on Wednesday night for a second and some of the delicious combinations of flavors that I experienced,
man.
And maybe you can help me through them, please, because I'm now hooked. You got me like this, man.
Thanks,
I'm
brother.
Hooked. The first taste was the gnocchi. If I'm not mistaken.
The tuna.
The tuna was the first.
Yeah, dude.
Tell us about that.
So that was, we did this like chili limon spiced Hawaiian tuna, and then we made banana chipotle guacamole, which was pretty good as a little to sit on the tuna set on top of that. We put some mint chili sauce with it, a little bit of chipotle. Pretty simple. It was a simple dish. It sounds weird to put bananas and guacamole, but I promise you it works.
It worked out.
It was fun, man.
It absolutely worked out.
It was a lot of fun.
You know what I did? I took one of the menus. Of course. It was so good, I had to keep the menu.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, man.
And I might actually have you sign it before you go.
100%.
Now, the second course was the gnocchi. And I'm going to tell the audience this right now. Chorizo gnocchi.
You said it right. Yeah. Beautiful. I butchered. I'm all chorizo. I sound like I'm from Fort Worth, Texas.
Chorizo.
Right? Yeah, the chorizo gnocchi. It was really good. Argentina. So we made these little, We made these little, it's essentially Italian style potato dumpling. We folded in rendered down chorizo sausage. We cooked all the fat out and put that inside it. And then also chorizo spice that we made to make the sausage with, the dry spice.
Right.
And then, so my wife introduced me. I'd never heard of it. They're big in LA. There were tacos with sweet potato chorizo inside it. And it was like, it's a kind of almost like a breakfast thing, but it was amazing.
Oh God, yeah.
And so we did a riff on that where we whipped sweet potatoes. We put the chorizo gnocchi on top with goat cheese and green pico de gallo. And that was one of the more difficult dishes to execute for. Listen, if I had to do five of them, it's great. When you got to do 65 of them at once, that's a whole another can of worms, dude. So,
right. Yeah. And by the time you got to the third course, so we, those that were receiving their plates first, they come table by table and they take care of those that were like in the middle were just like smelling the aroma of the dishes coming toward them. Yeah. And I could see, as I mentioned to Alyssa, I could see people salivating as they waited. The sea bass.
Yeah.
When you select a fish.
Yeah.
When you select sea bass, what do you look for? What is the secret to
that
sea bass?
That particular bass,
it was like a Chilean sea bass.
It was, and we use the McDonald Island chain one. It's one of the only sustainably farmed Chilean sea bass, or caught rather, in the world. It's between
fresh
Australia,
caught.
Yeah. And that fish has so much fat in it, like the good fat, that it's really user friendly, and it's, you can kind of beat it up. And even if you overcook it, it kind of holds up. So it was a great choice for this because when you're, like I said, when you're trying to cook 65 pieces of fish at one time, and the restaurant, we still had the patio open that night too. So logistically, I thought it was a smart fish. We keep it on the regular menu too. It's become kind of a staple of Oak. It was there before I started.
Right.
So we've kind of kept it and made it my own, but that was the whole thought process behind that. And then with that dish, it was actually probably my favorite bite of the whole menu was the corn puree.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, that was rad. It was like, I told you guys, it was like corn hummus. That's exactly it. So we took the corn, the kernels, the silt. We cooked it down with milk and coconut milk, strained it off with garlic, and just pureed it in a blender. And it was like straight corn hummus. It was really good.
Yeah, I actually I thought for a moment, I'm not just going to eat it. I'm going to take it and rub it all over my face because that's how cool
please,
that
please
was.
Please,
yeah,
do that.
God.
I would have loved to have seen that.
The fourth course was the chicken enchilada.
Yeah, so that was fun. So chicken tinga is a pretty standard Mexican preparation. We adjusted it a little bit. We didn't touch it too much. What we did do that was unique is instead of using a corn tortillas for the tortilla to wrap the chicken up in, we made crepes. But we, instead of using regular flour, we did toasted like masa.
Yes.
So it was like it was a crepe that tasted like a corn tortilla. So it had this fun kind of bouncy, almost chewy texture in a good sense.
Right,
I thought it
paired
really well. Then we did some crema and pomegranate salsa with it, and orange and cilantro.
It was like biting into a cloud. If I could bite into a cloud, that's what it would feel like.
It was very, it was, you don't hear the word light in enchilada in the same sentence very often, but I think it kind of was, and it was the perfect size, and that was a really good dish too. And then the dessert was crazy. So,
oh God, yes.
I never heard of I'm going to butcher this.
Abuelita.
Abuelita, that's her. Yeah. Yeah, I can't say it, but my wife's going to kill me right now, dude.
Abuelita, you got it.
Yeah, so it's these like hot chocolate pucks that they use and that my mother-in-law would bring over or make for the kids or whatnot. So we essentially melted those down and made a chocolate tart out of it. And then horchata, which is one of my favorite drinks in the planet. We made ice cream out of that with some whipped cream and raspberry, and it was a smash, dude.
They're
still eating it right now. We had extra.
I swear, oh my God, you had extra and I didn't take any. I should have worn rubber pockets. I should have taken rubber pockets that night. Yeah, that was just a winner, man. All the way.
Thank you so much, brother. Yeah, we're going to be doing, we got another one. We're finalizing the date. We're going to be working. This is a different one. This is interesting. Because you don't typically hear tasting in vodka, but this is a new company that's coming out called Guillotine. They're a French vodka company. They ferment, the vodka is actually made of grapes. Mm-hmm. And then I want to say, I don't misquote me here, I believe it's Remy Martin is one of the, they age the vodkas in these brandy barrels,
ooh,
essentially, cognac barrels.
Right.
So It's meant to be a sipping vodka. The vodka is actually brown, like bourbon, right. Which is crazy, which I've never seen anything like it.
Because of the barrel.
Yeah, it was crazy. Right. So we're working on doing like a tasting where it's going to be combination of drinking it neat with a little bite and then also like a cocktail type thing where maybe you even build your own. Right. We're putting it together right now. And then as soon as we know, I'll be in this room hopefully promoting it with you guys. You know how we do it.
I cannot wait. So when you create something for it, do you have to taste it first for the right pairing?
Yeah. For the most part, sometimes, you know, I can get the flavor notes. I'll have the rep, whoever the representative is from the company, like Don Julio, send me all the tasting flavor notes, and I can kind of build it there. It is helpful to taste it, and then, look, I get a free buzz at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to taste it.
Yeah? He's gone wild in the kitchen again.
I know. Nick's off early tonight. So, man. But I have something. I grew up in the 90s, and I swear, did I hear that you had pierced nipples in the 90s on the last people? Okay,
yes,
I wanted to make sure
did.
I heard that right. Because I swear I was sitting in the lobby, and I heard Ed say, pierced nipple, and I was like, dude, I'm so happy for you, man. Congratulations, you should have kept that, Ed.
I should have kept it. I really should have, It would help Anne-Marie drag me around the house. It lasted a couple of years.
Good for you, man. I might go back to that.
It went well with my mullet.
Nice, man.
Yeah, thank you. So you have another band that's related
I do. So let me get back in my DJ voice.
All right.
Welcome to KXFM.
The smooth
Laguna Beach. No, man. So I was turned on to this girl because the last band, Love Versus Diamond, toured with her. I never heard of her.
Right.
Her name is Santa Gold, and she has this song called Disparate Youth, and it's amazing. It's one of my favorite songs of this day, and I was introduced to it because the guys before Love Versus Diamond were on tour with them, and that's how I heard of it. So this is Santa Gold with Disparate Youth.
Beautifully done.
Thanks, buddy.
Santigold Disparate Youth in studio with the great chef Nick Shipp from Oak. Hi, Nick.
What's up?
Great choices, man.
Thanks,
so,
brother.
So tell me what's going to be happening. What are we looking forward to at Oak?
Let's talk about all things Oak for a minute. So I got a lot of stuff. I got to get Christine in here too, because like I said, I'm such a social media idiot. I really don't know what I'm doing at all. So I'll let her take over that. But I do want to talk about a couple of things, you know, like Monday and Tuesday, we just reopened on Monday nights. We were closed for a couple of months. I think a lot of restaurants around Laguna, it's a little slower time of the year, but we're going to start ramping up for the summer and the spring session. Mm-hmm. So we just started opening Monday. So Monday and Tuesday nights is all night happy hour on the drinks. Ooh. You get all drinks all night. That's happy hour drinks till from 4 to close. Oh. And then from 4 to 6, we have the food on Monday and Tuesday nights. Wednesday has become a big player. Once a month, obviously, we have the tastings.
Right.
And then it's when there's no tasting the other 3 weeks, it's kids eat free.
Oh, no way.
Which is great. Yeah. So listen, we're a community restaurant. We want to give back to the community. And listen, if the parents can come in, have the kids get some grub and have a glass of wine and relax and, you know, make a mess in our place, we're here for that. We can facilitate that.
That is an amazing gift to family.
Yeah, man.
It really is.
You know, we're nestled right in the middle of a neighborhood. So why not give back to those guys? And then Thursday's cool. So Thursday is girls' night out, right? So I believe it's tables. Christine, is it tables of 4 or 6?
4.
Tables of 4.
Okay.
All girls party. So you come in, there's selected drinks and food bites, and then also you get these cool, I don't know, I had nothing to do with it because I don't know what goes in a girl's swag bag. I don't know what, they built these cool things.
Hangover kits
and makeup remover, all this craziness. Anyway, it's great. It looks amazing. So everybody at the table gets that, and we piggyback half off bottles of wine. All bottles, except there's a couple. There's some $400 or $500 bottles that we don't half off, obviously, for obvious reasons. Right. But I mean, you can get a bottle of Silver Oak for half off. So we've got half off all bottles of wine, which is amazing.
Wow. So no guys on Thursday. Can't I? I can't
not
go.
That boys aren't allowed.
Right. Yeah. It's just a special deal for girls.
And only local radio disc jockeys can come in.
Thank you very much.
So that's all that are allowed in the restaurant.
Thank you. And then, you're a local DJ now, by the way.
Yeah, so I can come. Friday night's fun, so this is kind of taking off. It's Fried Chicken Fridays, man. So,
oh, yes.
Christina, in her brilliance, made these cool stickers, and we essentially serve it. It's for two people. It's full birds. It's got several different sizes, even cherry Kool-Aid, like I grew up with as a kid. And we have our own KFC buckets, but they're Oak buckets, and we serve it family style. And it's become like a big thing now. So we sell out really quick because it's just, we can't keep it on the shelves. It's like bam, 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 bam. They fly out of the kitchen. So Fried Chicken Friday, Saturday, obviously we have a brunch. We open from 10. We do brunch from 10 to 3. Prime rib night is Saturday. So it's this huge prime rib dinner. It's like almost full pound of prime rib, potatoes, cream spinach, salad, bread, the whole thing. It's a big meal for one.
Right.
I guess you could split it, but it's awesome. And that's kind of taken off as well. And then Sunday, that's the party vibe during the day. We've got DJ Michael Cristofi who comes in. It's called Brunch and Beats. Yeah. Our Sunday brunch looks, we look right into the water. You know, we have one of the best views in Laguna Beach.
Yes, you do.
So people come in for lunch and the good music and the good food. So Sunday is definitely a big thing. And then we talked about the tasting dinners. And, you know, every time I come in here, I'm going to be bringing up tasting dinners. So that's our new thing,
I hope,
man.
You do. And I hope you remind us. March 1st is your date for the next one.
It's tentatively. I'm almost certain. I've got to confirm. Hopefully by today, I will confirm and I'll let you know. And we'll get it on here and talk.
Because when I spoke about it the day after, so Thursday morning, I came in here and I gushed like I just did.
Yeah.
We've got listeners that are wanting to sign up and wanting to take part in it. So
nice, dude. Yeah, so. And listen, going back to like me being terrible at social media, Christine, where do you find us? You do all of this stuff. Where do you find Oak?
On Instagram.
Okay.
Our handle is Oak_Laguna_ Why so many underscores? But
yeah.
Beach. on our website, oak-lagunabeach.com. Reserve a table.
Yeah, you got to reserve tables on OpenTable. You can call us direct at 949-940-3010. And we're on all the to-go platforms. You want to sit at home and chill and eat Oak? I can do that too. We can send it right to your house. We're on, I believe, Toast to Go, DoorDash, Grubhub. Are we on Uber Eats yet?
Not quite.
We'll work on that. We'll get it to you as well. But yeah, you can take Oak home with you. And
So it just struck me that tonight is Friday. Tonight is Fried Chicken Friday.
Of course.
And I'm out of here after a 15-hour day right around 8 o'clock.
Hey, we'll deliver you.
Something. No need.
He's coming in.
I'm stopping by. Right on.
Yeah, dude.
I love having you here.
Thanks,
I absolutely love the support that you give, not just the radio station, but the community. And the fact that you're doing the Kids Eat Free thing, man, that is just that warm.
Oh, yeah, man. It's really cool. I have kids. My kids are older now. They're a little bit easier to manage, but I know what it was like trying to find good places to go eat and give, you know, for the parents to come in and for them to be able to eat free with the purchase of an entree and kind of relax. And it's not fussy. We have all kinds of little kids menus that are fun to play with. We give them toys out of a treasure chest. Sometimes we'll take kids into the back of the kitchen and give them chef coats to make food. Like, so it's a whole scene, man. It's a really special thing for the neighborhood. We love doing it.
Yeah, and we love having you in our neighborhood.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you to Oak. Thank you to Chef Nick Shipp for coming in today. If you want to donate to this hour, you simply go to kxfmradio.org, and I promise you there is the Oak link, and you can pull down the Oak link and donate that way. And if all else fails, 949-715-4859 is the number.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Brilliant. So
you do some more music?
Yeah, let's do a heartbeat. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So when we came up with the list for all this music, they all almost tie together. So going back to the original song "Smokescreen" and from the artist Eric Wilson, he's a dear friend of mine. So he is now in Austin, and he has this killer band. They just rip, dude. They just played South by Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're really up and coming. I love him. I love the band. Laguna Beach, this is Heartbeat by Darkbird.
Beautifully done.
My man.